We this morning have two candles that are lit back here in front of the poinsettia tree, and in the poinsettia tree, beautiful. Yes, it is. Again, we want to thank our decorating committee who does a wonderful job of getting things in and out for seasonal decorations. We are so thankful to them. But our missions offering this morning, as of the end of the Sunday school hour, is $10,101.85. That's $10,101.85. That is for both Lottie Moon and CBF Global Missions offering. So our goal, let me remind you, our goal is $25,000 for the season. So keep giving diligently. Pray about what you can give to help make that possible, make us reach that goal. I want to remind you a couple things that are happening here in the life of the church. First of all, on the back of your order of service, there is a whole list of things. And I'm not going to insult your intelligence by reading that to you, but if you would, look at those, keep up with that, maybe tear the back of that off, put it on your refrigerator so you can keep up with all that's going on this week. But one thing I will mention, tonight at 6 o'clock, it says Children's Musical. That will be in Smith Hall, okay? It'll be in Smith Hall. So as you come in, it'll be there on your right-hand side. The youth choir will actually begin singing at 6 o'clock. There will be four or five selections that they'll be singing. And then following the youth choir's presentation, then we'll go straight into the children's musical, which I know you don't want to miss. They've been practicing hard at that, and it's a great musical. So come be a part of that. Maybe invite people in your neighborhood who have children to see what's going on at College Park. Invite them to be a part of that. Krista.
A little inside joke has to do with height. but anyway, I just want to say that this week, remember the College Parkers meet 11:30. Don't forget that the band from Arbor Acres will be with us. And also, I have some goodies for our home ministry people that Ruby Warren made. So if you haven't picked yours up yet and you visit our homebound and you're on that special team, would you please see me before Christmas so you can deliver those? Thank you.
We would like to offer a special greeting to those who are guests with us this morning. You may be new in the community, or somebody may have taken a little initiative and invited you. Whatever your circumstances that brings you to College Park, we're delighted that you're here. God knew from the beginning of time that you would be here today, and we're delighted at your presence here. And this good-looking group of ushers are here at the front, and they're going to begin toward the back. And as they go back through there, as they pass your row, if you would just kind of stick up your hand just enough to where they can see where you are, they'll be giving you a packet of information about College Park and a copy of our latest newsletter, as well as some information about the ministries here. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to catch anybody here, members or myself or Mary or Krista, and we'll be glad to answer your questions about the ministries and the missions at College Park. We are here and we're gathered together. I'm looking forward to a wonderful time of worship. But as we begin in our time of worship, we're reminded that this is the season of Advent. It's a time of preparation for the coming of the Lord. And so lighting the Advent wreath this morning is Richard and Pat Blackwell. They'll be coming to light the candle of joy.
Our Old Testament scripture is from Isaiah chapter 12. In that day you will say, I will praise you, O Lord. Although you were angry with me, your anger has turned away, and you have comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He will become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you.
I am reading from 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 24. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything. Hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and He will do it. Today we light the candle of joy.
Thank you, Pat and Richard. Would you please join me for our invocation? Dear God, we ask for your presence to cover us in a wonderful way as we worship this morning. Continue to prepare our hearts for you to grow strong inside of us and to speak to us with your wonderful voice of love and compassion and mercy. As we celebrate the joy that we have in our hearts, we know that we have joy from being together and from our family and all the wonderful opportunities during the season to celebrate you. But most of all, our joy is you. You are our joy. Thank you that nothing can take that away from us. Nothing can come at us in this world that will erase the joy of your presence in our lives. So today, we celebrate you. We celebrate your joy alive inside of us. In thy name we pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I want to take time to give thanks to you for everything that you've given us in life, for the gift of, for joy, for the hunger for righteousness, for the desire to spread your word and to let others know about you. I'd like to take a time to give portion back of what we've been given so generously and return it to you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.
A voice cries in the wilderness.
Prepare.
Prepare the way.
Prepare the way of the Lord.
Make straight.
Make straight a desert, a highway.
Make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
Every valley shall be exalted.
And every mountain and every hill shall be made low.
And the glory. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed.
Make the desert highway straight.
prepare the way of the Lord, his light will shine.
The glory of the Lord is revealed.
And the presence of the Lord is in this place.
As we gather, let us be still as God's presence fills our hearts.
For surely the Lord is in his place. Let us open our hearts and breathe in the Spirit that lives and moves with among us.
Lord, we stand ready as we wait to receive the same hope, love, and joy that you placed in the hearts of those who experienced the first Christmas.
As sure as you entered our world as a child, so many years ago, we invite you into our hearts to live in us.
Live through us.
Emmanuel, God with us.
With open hearts, we are waiting. With open hearts, now we pray.
Her name was Mary.
Mary was a young woman whose heart was clean and innocent.
She had a willing heart and was ready to serve the Lord.
She had a pure heart and she had found favor with God.
One day, she was visited by an angel.
Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women.
The angel told her that she would conceive and bring forth a child who would be called the Son of the Most High.
Mary was puzzled by the angel's words, but listened with a spirit of openness.
So let it be,
was her simple response.
Here am I, so let it be.
Her words came from a pure and willing heart.
Here I am, the servant of the Lord. So let it be with me.
I heard the words of the angel. Hail, O blessed one. The Lord is surely with you. So do not be afraid, for you have found God's favor, and you will bear a son. As I listened to the angel, I was moved to
His name was Joseph.
Joseph was a just man.
A good man.
He had a good and faithful heart.
Joseph loved God and always tried to do the right thing.
But then he heard rumors.
Rumors that Mary was with child.
She's with child.
Mary and Joseph were to be husband and wife one day. But now she was with child, and he was not the father.
Mary is with child.
Late one sleepless night, Joseph struggled. He struggled with what he should do.
Joseph, you are not the father. No one
will blame you if you turn her away.
But he was a just man.
A good man. And he decided to quietly let her go to save her from more disgrace.
But just as he drifted off to sleep, an angel entered his dreams and told him of another plan.
Listen to the angel, Joseph.
Listen to the voice that calls you down a different road.
A higher road.
Rise up, Joseph, and prove what it means to be a strong and faithful man.
Joseph, Joseph, have you heard the news? Mary is with child now, what will you do? Will you be noble and let compassion flow? Save her disgrace and quietly let her go.
To be your wedding.
from the heart of God, love overflowed.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed.
From the heart of God, love overflowed to earth.
And Joseph went to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
When holy love came down.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered.
When holy love came down, a child was born.
And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes.
When holy love came down, a child was born in Bethlehem.
And she laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Shepherds abiding in the field.
Shepherds living and eating and sleeping in the field.
Strong, sturdy men of the earth, hardworking, bold, and boisterous men.
Who will be chosen to see the newborn Savior?
And lo, an angel of the Lord came round about them.
Who will be chosen to celebrate his birth?
And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for I bring you good tidings of great joy."
"Great joy, shepherds, you are chosen to celebrate.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior."
"Yes, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord."
"Run, shepherds, run to Bethlehem and find the child lying in a manger.
Run and feel the joy stirring your hearts until it bursts forth into the night."
And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen.
"Let there be joy on the mountain,
singing in the valley.
Join the holy host of angels shouting,
Christ the Lord is born."
Let there be joy.
From the joyful celebration of the shepherds, wise men from the east patiently travel through the night.
A star of heaven filled their eyes, and a desire to worship fill their hearts.
When they came to Jerusalem, they asked, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star."
"We have seen his star and have come to worship him."
And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the child was.
As the star of heaven drew them closer to the child, it seemed to call out to them,
"Come and worship, bow before him, and bring your gifts of love and praise.
Come with anticipation, moving closer all the while,
to express your adoration as we come before the child."
When we come and worship,
when we bow before him and bring our gifts of love and praise,
our hearts overflow with worship.
Our hearts fill with joy.
Our hearts are led to follow as the Spirit comes upon us.
But even more, our hearts are awakened to celebrate the coming of the Lord.
Isaiah the prophet calls to us,
"Arise and shine, for your light has come.
The Lord will arise upon you. His glory will appear over you.
Then you shall see and be radiant.
Your heart shall thrill.
Your heart shall thrill and rejoice.
So lift up your eyes
Arise and shine, for your light has come.
I hope that you will take the opportunity not only to greet one another, but to thank Mary, the narrators, the choir, the musicians, for their preparation, the time and the talents that they have invested in this time of worship are quite a gift, not only to the Father who created us and gave us those gifts, but to those of us who enjoy and appreciate them as well. So thank you very much. Would you join me as we stand together? Join me standing as we pray together our benediction. So let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for a chance to celebrate, Father, to celebrate the joy that the season brings. Father, and we know that the reason for all of that is the gift that you gave us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Now as we go, we pray that that joy would fill our hearts, the hope and the peace and the love of this season would be lived out in our lives so that others would truly see Christ in us. For it's in his precious name that we pray. Amen.